12.
What?
I said I've made up my mind. I won't talk to him. I won't see him. I don't even want to be on the same ship with him. Take me away. I want to leave. Now. The Jelgalan gathered her skirts about her and sat heavily on the seat in the circular room under the translucent dome.
The jail!
Exclaimed Amorphia, going down on its knees in front of her, eyes wide and shining. It made to take her hands in its, but she pulled them away.
Please, see him. He has agreed to see you.
Oh, has he? She said scornfully. How magnanimous of him! The avatar sat back on its haunches. It looked at the woman, then it sighed, and said,
To jail. I've never asked anything of you before. Please just see him for me.
I never asked anything of you, the woman said. What you gave me, you gave unasked. Some of it was unwanted, she said coldly. All those animals, those other lives, those eternal births and childhoods, mocking me.
Mocking you,
the avatar exclaimed. But... Dajel sat forward, shaking her head. No, I'm sorry. That was wrong of me. Now she reached out and took Amorphia's hands. I'm truly grateful for all you've done for me, ship. I am. But I don't want to see him. Please take me away. The avatar tried to argue on for a while longer, but to no avail. The ship considered a lot of things. It considered asking the grey area, still in its forward main bay, to dip inside the woman's brain, the way it had insinuated its way into Gnarhof Owen's, to discover the truth of the events on Telluria, and to implant the dream of the long-dead captain's Rain Enhof Tramo. Not that that had proved either required or particularly well done. It considered requesting that the GCU used its effectors to make her want to have the child. It considered displacing chemicals or biotechs which would force Dajel's body to have the child. It considered using one of its own effectors to do the same thing. It considered just displacing her into Gnarhof Owen's proximity, or he into hers. Then it came up with a new plan.
Very well, the avatar said eventually. It stood. He will stay. You may go. Do you wish to take the bird Gravius with you?
The woman looked perplexed, even confused.
Aye, she began. Yes, yes, why not? It can't do any harm, can it?
No, the avatar said. No, it cannot. It bowed its head to her.
Goodbye.
Dajel opened her mouth to speak, but the avatar was displaced away at the same instant. The sound it left behind was like a pair of hands giving a single gentle clap. Dajel closed her mouth, then put both her hands over her eyes and lowered her head, doubling up as well as she was able to. Next moment there was another distant noise, and from down the winding stairs she heard a thin, hoarse voice cry out,
"Wah! Shit! Grief! Where?"
Then there was a confused flutter of wings. Dajer closed her eyes. Then there was another closer-sounding pop. Her eyes flicked open. A young woman, slim and black-haired, was sitting, looking surprised in the middle of the floor, dressed in black pajamas, and reading a small old-fashioned book. Between her bottom and the room's carpet, there was a neat circle of pink material, still in the process of collapsing, hair expelling flutteringly round the edges. Around her floated a small snowstorm of white particles, settling with a feather-like slowness. She jerked once, as though she'd been leaning back on something which had just been removed.
"What the fuck?"
she said softly. She looked slowly around, from side to side. Her gaze settled onto Jael. She frowned for a moment, then some kind of understanding imposed itself.
She quickly completed her review of her surroundings, then pointed at the other woman. "De jail," she said. "De jail Goliath, right?" De jail nodded.